Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Gimel. And we continue here in the last parak of Baba Kama, Hagozel Uma'achil, and we are on Kuf Yud Beis and Abeis, other issues relating to Inyane Gzela. As we look back over the past couple of months and we think about all the different topics, but it's really basically been many, many topics, but within a few major topics. The sugyas of Nizkei Mamon, the first six prakim, sugyas of Geneva, sugyas of Chavala, and now sugyas of Gzela and Shinui. That have been the topics of related issues, and the Chiyuv HaShava in all of these contexts, the Chiyuv HaPayment. So, we are in the sugya, four lines up from the bottom, Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. We're talking about issues of people refusing to pay back their obligations. What does Beis Din do? Paying back an obligation where they owe money, where they promise to bring Edim, they don't promise to bring Edim, all different types of permutations. Is it a milveh? Is it a pikadon? Does the malveh have karka? Does the loveh have karka? All of the varied details that were discussed. So now let's pick it up. Four lines from the bottom. Amar Ravina. So we continue first for to finish the sugya of people not paying back, and then we will get to other issues later on today. Says the Gemara. Amar Ravina. Hashlucha derabanan mehamninan lekebei shrei. A shliach derabanan, a shliach sent by Beis Din, is believed as if he was two witnesses. He's only one witness, but he's believed as if he was two witnesses. Mamnian like a betray, he has the power when he comes back to say that he told the person that this is what Beis Din wants, and if you don't come to Beis Din, you will get b'shamta. V'hani mili l'shamta, and this is specifically he's believed l'shamta to be able to put him into cherem. But avo l'psicha, to write a shtar hachraza on his property so that it will be able to be collected from. That has to do with dini mamonis. Kivan de mamona kamachaser le to kaboy le lemesa le zuzi le safralo. Since this will potentially cause a money loss, because what's going to happen once the guy comes and has to pay up, he will be made to pay the money for the sofer, for the shtar that was written. This psicha solo, so then he is not believed. We need two witnesses. Says Rashi, he's not going to lie. But that only has to do with regular ne'amanis. But if it has to do with the shtar, says Rashi, he won't be able to get out of this state of being put in shamta for not listening to the hazmana of Beis Din without paying the scribe, paying the sofer, for the writing of the shtar eventually. Even though Beis Din originally had to write it, but this person has to pay back. The rush here discusses, what about in general, expenses incurred by the toveya for that he wants to get paid by the nitva. So regular expenses that he has to get a lawyer and he has to go to Beis Din to get paid back the money. So regular expenses the toveya has to pay. But what if it's unusual expenses? It's because the nitva refused to pay, and now the toveya suffers other losses and expenses. So that the Rush says, you know what you see from this Gemara, that the nitva is going to have to be mashlim. Because here, just like the nitva has to pay for the shtar that was written because of his refusal, so too says the Rush, any other types of expenses. Mikan diktek Rabbeinu Meir, says the Rush. Avagav de muchach b'sof zeborer, even though it says in Sanhedrin. She'en ha-nitva chayev l'shalem ha-hotzah shemotzi kedei l'tavo l'din, even though the nitva doesn't have to pay the toveya the regular expenses, but, skip a line, hanimili b'she'en ha-mesarev lovo l'Beis Din, avolim tavo l'din. But if Reuven is toveya Shimon, v'lo ratza lavo imo b'din, and Shimon refuses, v'hutzrecha toveya l'hotzi hotzaos l'kufo she'yered imo l'din, and therefore the toveya has to incur other expenses, chayev anitva l'shalem kolos anotzos. The nitva has to pay back all of those otzos. Mida kaziran hacha, she'chayev l'itein schar psicha, she'kasva lav al shalom ratza lavo l'din. That's what you see. We think this Gemara is a very limited in scope, but the Rush expands it and says, hey, if the Nitva is responsible for Toveya's added expenses, so then the Nitva is going to have to pay those as well. Good, that's the first line of Ravina. He is believed, Kebetre, but only regarding Shamta, but regarding the Shtar, he's going to have to pay back. and he's not believed because that has to do with mamonis. Am Ravina, second to last line. Ravina continues. Yavina zimna apuma de itzav apuma de shivvi. We extend time, right? We give a specific time to him. That he should come al pi isha, right? Even if a woman who is not usually could be an aide, just like we trust one aide, even an isha who says, "Yeah, I told him and I gave him the message from Besen," we even believe her. Apuva de itzav, apuva de shivvi, or a neighbor, right? Even not a shliach Besen, a neighbor that says that he went to tell him that Besen needs him to come to court by this day. Velo amron el delesa b'masa, and this is only if that plony, that person that's getting the recipient of this hazmana, is not in the cities. Then we assume these people did what they were supposed to do. Aval isa b'masa lo. But if he's around in the city, so we don't say that the isha or the neighbor would be believed. Why? D'yamrinam, because we say, Eimer lo amrule. Maybe these people didn't really give him the message from Beis Din. D'amri, ashkachinu shlicha de Beis Din amrule. Because we could assume that they would assume that, you know, he's in the same town as the Beis Din. The Shliach Beis Din must have taken care of it. We don't have to take care of it. So therefore, they're not ne'eman to have done it. And even if they say, yeah, he knows about it, but maybe that's just assuming. But they didn't really give him the message. Velo amran, and also limiting, elo delo chalif ababa de medina. If there's no way that he, the nitva, would have passed by the Beis Din himself. Wouldn't have passed by on his way home. Avachalaf above the Medina lo, but if he would have passed by, so again we say, oh, maybe they'll say that Besen actually saw him. Amri Ashkechua Beidina Vamrile, Besen himself saw him walking by, they ran out, and they gave him the message. So another limitation. They're only believed if the person's not in town. The person definitely did not walk by the Beis Din. And number three, Velo Amranel Da'asi Biyome, only if they could have gotten there that day. We don't think that people have a long time to remember specifics. Avaloasi biyomelo, but if he or she, the woman, would not have been able to come to the nitva by that day, ema ishtaluya ishtali, we say, oh, maybe they forgot. Right, Beis Din or halacha is always choshesh, ishtaluli ishtali, before we would. You know, I have to assume that in order to do something. I remember the sugyas in Elun Aris, we can't give hasra to the Eidim, Eidim Zomin, beforehand, because maybe they would have forgotten. It's only a few minutes later, by the time they give testimony. You forget you can't be an Eid Zomin? Halachically, we have to give that allowance. Maybe they're focusing on something else. See here too. Even if it takes 2 days, we assume that maybe they didn't remember the exact message to give. Shachachu shlichusam, Rashi says, before they got to the person's house, and therefore we wouldn't be able to punish based on that. Shichacha, again, is a topic in its own right, but just to mention one of the sources that we like to quote, and that's the Hagdamah in Rav Shimon Shkup. Akdam in the Shar Yoshar, where he discusses the difference between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. And Rav Shimon says that Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos. That's a pretty extreme event. You know, why did he just put them away? Why didn't he just put it down? He didn't know there was going to be a second Luchos, and yet he breaks them. And we know, Chazal even tells us, Rashi quotes this at the end of the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Mishkayach, one of the decisions that Moshe Rabbeinu made by himself, and Hashem says, Yasha kochacha sheshibarta, the last pasuk in Chumash alludes to that. So it was something amazing. But why was it so amazing? How did he know? Wasn't that such a risk? Says Rav Shimon Shkup, Shebashkafa rishonahu inyan satum. Right? It's something very unusual. Hayitachin, Shemosh Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom hayachoshev, Shebeshvil she'asu Yisrael ha-se'egel, Yisharu b'li Torah chas v'shalom. Did he think the whole destiny of the Jewish people is different? There's no more Torah. Let him do tikkun ma'asim, let him do tshuva, and then he'll give him the Torah. Aval lo shabrim legamrei v'achar kach lehisnapel lefnei Hashem levakish luchos shnios. What, he broke them? It's his fault. Moshe, just put him away. V'hine says Rav Shimon, no, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that Bnei Yisrael couldn't have luchos rishonos. Because what was the difference between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios? Luchos Rishonos comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything, even the raw materials. The second Luchos, Psal Lachash Ne Luchos Avanim Karishonim, Moshe Rabbeinu brings the raw materials, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the Luchos onto the stones. Hine Chazal Kiblu Sheskula Miuchedes Haisa B'Luchos Rishonos, that we would have learned something and never forgotten. Im lamad adam pamachas, hayashamor bizichrono leolam. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that the commitment is dangerous. A person needs to be totally committed to Torah and a Torah life. If somebody's able to learn something once and always remember it, and they don't have to work hard to be a bucky, bakala Torah kula, that's very dangerous. And therefore, says Moshe Rabbeinu, they can't have this type of Torah. That's etzbe elokim. They can't have it because after she is damein, she is ish mushchas umigual b'maisim roim bucky b'kol chadri haTorah. V'lovan Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashom, and he learns. You look kavachor v'karim Pesach, as the Gemara says. So that's why Moshe says this Torah is not going to work. I need another Torah. I need another luchos, which is a luchos that we have to kill ourselves, and we have to be memes atzmenu, and we have to work hard, and we forget things, and we can do daf yomi, and we don't remember what was said 2 days ago. Because we have to review and review and review and make it part of ourselves. And once we do that, that's the only chance to be a committed person to Torah and to mitzvos. And that is why shichacha is part of the human condition. And that's the way it is. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that this is something that we have to do. So when we forget things, we have to realize that this is the way. This is part of the divine plan. And therefore, we have to just work hard and be able to overcome. Yes, it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol ha-shokhech tov erechan mimishnaso mischayev b'nafsho. If we forget something, but that's only on purpose. That's only if somebody, lahachis, so to speak, doesn't review his Torah. And the Brisker Rav says maybe that was only at the time of Jewish history when there was Torah Sheval Peh, right, in the times of the Baalei HaMesora. But now, okay, it's not a good thing to forget, but it's not Mischai Ben Nafsho, because we're not ruining the Mesora. So he thought that was only earlier. Either way, a couple of points related to Shichacha. Is Shichacha Pshia? Another related topic, which we're not going to get into now. If I say, I'm going to daven mincha. Later. And then the last half hour, I forget. Is shichacha called pshia? Right? Am I allowed to do tashlumin for that? If I didn't daven b'mezid, I can't do tashlumin. If I didn't daven b'shogeg, I'm allowed to do tashlumin. What about shichacha? Is that pshia? Shachach b'sof hazman. Is that, am I allowed to? So we pass in lakula, so to speak. We pass in that, it's okay, you're allowed to daven again if you didn't plan dafka on not davening. Again, another important topic. Okay, let's finish this up. Amar Rava, Shem says the last few lines, Haiman dekatzav alei psicha, al delo asi ladina, if a person gets a shtar written against him because he didn't come to Beis Din, ad de asi ladina, until he comes to Beis Din, lo makarina le, we don't rip up the shtar azmana. The shtar shamta, we don't rip it up. You say you're coming, great. So when you come, we'll rip it up. Don't say, oh yeah, I'm coming tomorrow. Okay, but we're not going to rip it up until then. Although tzayis ladina, but if the issue is that Bezin told you to pay, and you said no, and now you say I'm going to pay, so then adet tzayis lo mikarin lay. So first day is yeah there too until you actually listen. Once you say no, then we until you actually listen to Bezin, we're not going to rip it up. But the Gemara says velohi that we don't listen to kiva d'amar tzaisina karin lay. There, right when you say you're going to listen, it's okay. If you say you're going to come, so then we have to wait till you come. But if you say you're going to listen, so then right when you say that, then we're not going to we'll rip it up because maybe you have the money now, but you're just having some tircha getting the money. We don't want to discourage you. So right when you say you're going to listen, so we trust you. Period. Amar Rav Chisda. Weiter regarding issues of coming to Beis Din. Kovin Zman, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Zimna v'zimna basar zimna. So when we say that you have to come to Beis Din, you have to appear, we say Monday, Thursday, Monday. Time after time. This is when you need to come. Why? Where do we have this before? Back in Perek Merubah. Remember, one of the Takanot Ezra, that Beis Din sits Monday, Thursday, Monday. And there's Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's in Pei Beis, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, Takanos of Ezra, Takanos of Yehoshua, but Pei Beis Aman Aleph, I think. That's where the Gemara says, Asar Takanos Tikin Ezra, Shekorim B'mincha B'Shabbos, V'Korim B'Sheni B'Chamishi, V'Donin B'Sheni B'Chamishi. That's Takanos Ezra. So that's right here. Post Takanos Ezra, that's when we say that he should come Monday, Thursday, Monday. Why did Ezra HaSofer pick those days for Beis Din to sit? Because we know that those are days of rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The special siyata d'shmaya on those days. May rachamim, that's why we have a longer tachron. Not because, oh, I can't believe it. We have to realize that this is a special schus that we have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more elaborate way. To ask him more for things on Monday, Thursday, Monday. It's mostly about the Klal Yisrael being Bitzaris. That's almost what the whole Vuhurachim is about. Right? We're difficult, we have difficulty, and you have, right, we've been forgotten, and our enemies give us Saris. That's Mehurachim. But the Prima Gadim writes 300 years ago that people used to throw the Chassanim out of Shul so they could say Mehurachim. Right? The Olam Hafachu Bisman Hazeh. Right? That's the, just the opposite. But, that's Monday, Thursday, Monday. We have to realize the schus, the special, status that those days have. So that's why Bezdin sits, and Rav Chisda says that's when we call him. Monday, Thursday, Monday, those are the times that we give him. Ulamachar Kasvinan. And the following day, meaning after the last day. We don't like go till as it's getting late on the second Monday, we don't say, okay, let's start writing the Shtar. We give him the entire day, and only the following day, that's when we would write the Shtar. Right? Rashi says, Shekol hayom mamtinin shema yavo. The whole day, maybe he'll show up. Good. Rav Asi ikla bei Rav Kahana, he visited Chaza hahi itza the Asmer Ladina Bapanya. He saw that there was a certain woman that was in Huzman to come to the din at night. On the next day, they already wrote the psicha, the shtar, relating to her property. Don't you hold what Rav Chisda said? Monday, Thursday, Monday. Right? You're skipping that level? Amarlei, hani mili gavra, de anis velase b'masa. That's only by a man who might be out of town. He's on business. So that's why we have to give him some time in order to come back. But if we know a person's in town and there's no reason they shouldn't come, we know this woman's in town, she's not on a business trip, then we don't give him that extra time. And the Rambam says it's not a din in man versus woman, it's a din in whoever's out of town, whoever's not out of town. If a woman's out of town or a man's in town, right, then the application of the halacha would be flipped. And therefore, that's what it goes by. It's not exeris akasuv, so to speak. It just goes by the svara, whether a person would be in town or not. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda, lo yavina zimna, lo biyomei Nisan, v'lo biyomei Tishrei. We aren't Mazben people in Nisan and Tishrei. Why not? What are those days, Nisan and Tishrei? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, ein mezamna adam ladin b'nisan v'tishrei, shehein zman katsir u'batsir. We're very busy in the fields in those times. So if we're busy in the fields, that's when, you know, you can't blame a person for not being able to come. He's going to lose his parnasa. And therefore, we don't send it out in Nisan and Tishrei. The Rambam, we might have thought ourselves if we were trying to give shot to the Gemara, the Rambam says in Parachaf Hei, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, why? In COVID zman lo bi mi nisa lo bi mi tishrei mipnei shaham trudin b'moados. It's yantif time. We're running around Nisan and Tishrei. Nafkamina might be. What about after yantif? What about during the month after yantif? So that could be a nafkamina. You're still involved in the katsir and the batsir, possibly, but it's not yantif anymore. We're not tarred in a yantif. That's what the Yavshal Shlomo said. Another nafkamina. What if somebody doesn't have any fields? Bishain Los Sados, you know, he doesn't work in the fields, so doesn't have any kutzer and butzer, but he's still busy with his yomtiv preparations. The Rif here has a girsa, which is in parentheses in the Rif, so it's one of those, we're not sure whether this is an appropriate girsa. It's not in parentheses, there's some take it out. Amarav, the Rif, Memo and Aleph, Lo Mekavina Zimna, Lo Biyome Nisan, Velo Biyome Sivan, Velo Biyome Tishrei. So here he has in Sivan. So, which way does that work? If you look in the Chidushe Anshe Shem here on the bottom of the Rif, Bisfarim Shalanu Gam HaBahag Ein Kasev V'lo B'yom Sivan V'Habach Kasev B'Ilfiz Yashan Lesa. But in our Rif we have V'lo B'yom Sivan. So which does that work? So you might say on the surface, hey, that works for the Rambam, right? Like a Yantif or a Ptar B'Yantif. But then we could say, how much Tirda is there for one day of Shavuos? So maybe just the opposite. Maybe Sivan is also for the Katsir and the Batsir. Maybe there's it's the Zman of the Katsir. So maybe it's just the opposite. So it's two opposite Svaras of the Achronim. Is the Rif agreeing with the Rambam? Or is the Rif agreeing with Rashi? Right? What does Sivan tell us? Look at the Beis Yosef discusses, he thinks the reason is like the Rambam. Because Shavuos is like a Yantif. And if you look at the Gidulei Truma, it's the opposite. No. Sivan doesn't do anything. Right? And Shavuos is amazing, but it's not like it's so tarred in that one day holiday. So therefore, machlokas. Okay, Rashi, Rambam, Rif. Vaiter in the Gemara. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't send this invitation in Nisan or in Tishrei, v'lo b'mali yom atava, v'lo b'mali shapsa, not in Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif. You ever get mail on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, you could just assume that it's not gonna It's not going to happen. It's not going to reach its destination. Avo minisan lebasar yomei nisan ubiyomei tishrei lebasar tishrei kavinan. But if you send a letter during Nisan and Tishrei, and just the dates are for afterwards, that's okay. We don't assume people are not gonna get the mail during those days. That's okay. But it doesn't say here that it's allowed by Shabbos. Mimali shabbos alabasa, mali shabbos alokavina. And that's not. My time up, ba'avidsa de shabbos atarit. Erev Shabbos, not gonna happen. You can't even give a message on Erev Shabbos for later, even though Nisan and Tishrei, you can. Because Erev Shabbos is the shabbos atarit, right? That is something unique and special to Klal Yisrael. And again, we ask, where do we have this in this Masechta? Remember, we had the Mishnah earlier in this Masechta about running in the street. Who's considered the Poshaya? The one who's running did something without Rishus, except on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, one of the Tanam says, he's Ratz Birshus. And therefore, he would be able to do it because Erev Shabbos is a different type of reality. Right? There's always a lot of balagan and craziness in Erev Shabbos. I mentioned in the past, some of the Mefarshim say it has to do with the first Erev Shabbos in history. First Erev Shabbos in history, Adam ben Chava got thrown out of Gan Eden. They went out after the sin, and that's already. Sometimes there are shalom bias. Erev Shabbos is that when, that's when we have to really dig in and create and help instill the shalom bias in our families at that time. Even though, of course, our children wait to the last minute to do everything, and we try to be there in time, no matter when Shabbos starts. It doesn't matter if it starts at 4 or at 8. It's still the same last hour balagan. Goes back to the first Erev Shabbos. But again, it's our challenge to be able to be focused, and it's exclusive Klal Yisrael that we're always involved in Shabbos preparations till the last minute. Amar Rav Nachman, lo yavinan zimna, lo lebnei kala bekala, v'lo lebnei rigla berigla. We don't send a hazmana to the bnei kala. What are the kala? The yarechei kala. When they come to hear the drasha on Erev Shabbos, we don't send them any hazmana or regel. Rashi says this has to do with the shiur that's given shloshim yom lefnei achag. When people are gathered for Torah, they also can't think about other things, or we don't want them thinking about other things. Ki aviasi lekame derav Nachman amar lechu vechila titchu knufaychu. When they came, they wanted maybe to give something in when they came to Rav Nachman Shir, he said to them, Did they gather for you? They're not here for you. They're here for the Torah. You know, don't cringe and come and ruin the party, so to speak. But nowadays, says the Gemara, where there are tricksters that go to the drushes in order dafka to get out of Bezdin's way, so Chayshina, and then Bezdin has to figure out, you know, who is tricking here and who deserves to get the hazmana. Continuing, back to the last Mishnah in the beginning of our parak that we had on Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Amid Beis on top. The Mishnah ended off by saying, if somebody steals and gives it to his kid, then it's no longer there, Patrim L'Shalim. But if it's a Dover Sheishba Achrayis, Chayav L'Shalim. So he said, oh, that usually means Karka. But we have a Mesorah here that this Mishnah is not what it usually means. Masnile Rebbe Reb Shimon Bray, we have this already. Lo davar sheish b'achrayis mamish. This does not mean karka, like it usually means if the gazlan left his children karka. Ela afilu para v'choresh b'chamar u'machamer acharav. It means any item that is publicly known to have belonged to someone else, a cow or a donkey, chayav and lahachzer b'nei kvod aviyam, it's thus to be returned because of kvod aviyam. In the ninth parak, we discuss, what do you mean? If the father stole, why do the children have to worry about it? Kvod aviyam. So it must be that he did tshuva, he just didn't get a chance to return it yet. That's why they have to be choshish for kvod aviyam. Boy minei rav kahana meirav, mita umesev aleha, shulchan v'ochel alav mahu. What if it's something that does not go outside? It's not an animal which everybody sees. It's a bed, it's a table. So Amar lo, tein l'chacham v'yachkam od. Which here means in this context, yes, that give wisdom and add on to the wisdom. Meaning, yeah, people come into your house. People are going in and out. So therefore, this is also called a public type of item. Says the Mishnah. Now we get into the sugya of Gezel Akum. That's this daf kuf yud gimel and baba kama. In partin, which will come up soon. Ain't partin lo mi tevas hamochsin. One is not allowed to get change from tevas hamochsin. A mochsin is a collector of money, because we assume a lot of the money that he has in his bag, in his little box of collection, is stolen money. And the people didn't have yeish from it yet, so it's not his. So he's going to give you change from that money? No, that's stolen money. So you can't take change from him. Velo mi kishal gaboim or gaboit staka. not just collectors, but gabayit staka, v'lo einot l'man staka. You can't take anything from their boxes, because you have to be choshes that it's stolen money. Aval no telhu mitoch beiso menashuk. But if he has private money, we don't assume that he puts other people's his own money into the collections. So if he has his own money at home, so we assume that's kosher money. Tana, avinosin lo dinar, avinosin lo asashar. But if you give him, says the Gemara, if you give him a larger coin, you don't have to cause a loss totally for you. You could take some change, but leave him more than obviously what you gave. And even if the people weren't misyayish yet, they'll get back that money. They don't care about the specific coins involved. Period. Says the Gemara, umochsin. Mochsin, collectors for the government. You're not allowed to take change from because you assume it's stolen. V'yomar Shmuel, but doesn't Shmuel make one of his most famous comments in Shas? Dina to Machusa Dina. The law of the land is the law. What do you mean? Dina to Machusa Dina, and therefore, if somebody collects taxes, they're allowed to collect taxes. A government always collects taxes. Answer, this is an illegal tax collector. You're right, regular taxes, that's Dina to Machusa Dina. And any type of law is Dina to Machusa Dina, a very large topic. Right, Sugya. But here we're talking about it was done illegally. Amar Chanina bar Pekana, Amar Shmuel, b'mokesh ein lo kitzva. Number one, there's no specific amount. Ein lo kitzva. There's no finite amount, so he'll take whatever he wants. Debei Rabbi Yane Amri b'mokesh omim be'elav. He's self-appointed. Self-appointed. So again, this is not from the government, and therefore it is not acceptable. Again, Rov Rishonim hold that this is a din daraisa, meaning it's on the level of daraisa, din d'machusa dina. The Ran in Nedarim, if you remember it back in Nedarim, one of the top 10 Rans in Nedarim, the Ran's comment of chaf ches amad aleph, and many quote this Ran, din d'machusa dina only applies, he quotes the Baalei Tosfos, to malchei ovdei kochavim. Why? Because they could really, non-Jewish governments could really own the country that they're in. Sheha'aretz shalo, v'yocholom alohem, im lo tasu mitzvosai, agaresh eschem in aretz. You have to listen. Aval, the Ran quotes, b'malchei Yisrael, lo. Lefi she'aretz Yisrael, kol Yisrael shutafin ba. Because Eretz Yisrael, ol b'nei Yisrael shutafin, so who says that he has rights over me? So that is a Ran. So what does that Ran mean for us? So the poskim all quote that Ran is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, number one. And even if the Ran is, one wants to be, meaning, we don't poskim this way, meaning Dina Machusa Dina applies to Jewish, non-Jewish, any types of governments that act fairly and legally, make laws, and A, they're not specifically targeted against Jews' laws, and number two, it's not against any Torah laws, right? As long as those two are not violated, so then one has to keep Dina Machusa Dina. But even number two, Rav Schechter points out in the Ginas Egos, among other poskim, that if there is a democracy, or if there is a collection of taxes, then most of those taxes go back into the country to make the roads, and to make the schools, and the v'chulu. Of course, even the Ran would say that that's Dina Machusa Dina. The Ran's talking about a case where it goes to somebody's private pocket. But if it goes into the the country itself, Nira Pashut, Rav Schechter writes on Kuf Pei Beis and Ginas Egos, Demokratia, She'ein Tachlus Tashlumi HaMasim LaHa'ashir Es Mishehu, El L'chaso Es Hotzos HaMedina, right, and then there's governmental agencies that collect the taxes, it's all public. She'tzrichim L'shalem Avor Holachas HaDoar, the mail, in those days of old when they used to be mail, v'yasifas ha'ashpa, v'sreifasa, garbage collection, the fire, v'nikayin me'ashtia, the cleaning the sewers, v'chevret makabeyesh, v'hamishtara, the police, nimsa, that's not menas ha'melech, that's everybody shutvin, that's not even dina machusa dina possibly, that's part of living in a society, and there are many hilchos shcheinim that you have to, not doing things in certain public areas, that's hilchos shcheinim, that's not only dina machusa dina, and the quotes the great example, he says, just like when you're on an airplane, and let's say it's nighttime, and the flight attendant say you have to close the shades. I want to look out the window. I want to see outside the window. But everybody's going to sleep now, and everybody has their window shades closed, and there's always one person on the plane that has the thing, and the light's going all over. Right, a four-year-old kid that's looking out the window, and everybody sees the light. So that's part of Hilchos Shcheinim. Hilchos Shcheinim is that if everybody's doing something, that I have to be part of this society that is around me. So therefore, this is all part of the sugya of Dina de Machusa Dina. So Shmuel's comment was said first about this Mishnah, and Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Chanina explained it. Ika Vaiter in the Gemara now. Ika Damasi Laha. Some have a comment on the following Mishnah from Maseches Kilayim. Lo Yilbash Adam Kilayim Afilu Agabi Asar Begadim Lavriach Bosa Meches. The Mishnah describes a case where a person has to pay taxes for clothing in his suitcase. But any clothing that he's wearing doesn't have to pay taxes for. Okay, great. I'll wear four shirts. Is a person allowed to do that? So the Mishnah says, yes, but if they're Kilayim, you're not allowed to wear. Right? What if the shirts are Kilayim with each other? You're not allowed to wear other shirts on top of each other. Why? Because that is a problem, even if it's only for a little bit. Why? What is the svara? Why you're not allowed to do this? Says Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. V'yafapi, well, first Rashi says, V'avishin kavanasa l'hanas l'avisha, even though your kavana is not to wear, it's just to prevent the taxes from being paid from the shirts, still it's also mishum kilayim, as we'll see soon. Says the Gemara, Masisa d'lori k'Rabbi Akiva. And this is against Rabbi Akiva, D'tanya. In the Brisa, Asr l'abriyach ha-zameches, the Tanakhama says, y'all to do that, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, mutter l'abriyach ha-zameches. It's mutter. Ask the Gemara why. There are two issues that are involved here. Bishlam olini kilayim, pa'akim iflagi. Regarding kilayim, I understand what the machlokas is. The mar savar dar roshinim eskavin mutter, umar savar dar roshinim eskavin asr. The machlokas is, well, you have no kavana to do the aveira, dar roshinim eskavin. I understand that's the machlokas. Elo lavriach bos hameches, mishari. But how could you do this to try to get out of paying the taxes? V'yomer Shmuel, dina t'machusa dina. So that's where we relate to Shmuel's din, not to our Mishnah, but to Bishan Kilayim. And we give the same answers, Amar Bichanina Bar Kahana, Amar Shmuel, B'mochi Shein Lo Kitzvah, T'bir Rav Yani Amri, B'mochi Sa'omeid Me'elav. So number two context where Shmuel might come up. What is the major question on this Gemara? Right? This is Dover Shein Miskavein. Dover Shein Miskavein is always, I do act A, which might or might not cause the Avera. But Psik Resha, which is Vadai going to cause the Avera. So what's the Gemara talking about? Psik Resha is Usur. Nobody holds up Sikresha's mutter. So that is a question that is dealt with by all the Rishonim, not really here. It comes up a little bit in the Tosfos on top. Tosfos says, Tosfos, but it's mostly in Misach HaShabbos and elsewhere. Tosfos says on top, I just noticed, V'hanami, detanya mokrik, sus mokrik, kedarkan, umuki, bebabim alikin, krebi shimin deshari, dovershein emeskavein, hasam nami shari, avlobosh veloshe, isoim dafka al ktefav. Right, he talks about not putting it directly on the shoulders, but why isn't this Dover Tzikresha? It's a Tosfos and Shabbos, and he alludes to it right here. Maybe it's being done in a way that's not exactly Tzikresha. What if you already have three shirts on? So you're not really getting any Hana'a from this. You already have three shirts on, so you're warm enough. So it's not Tzikresha that you're going to have Hana'as Levisha, which is the Isser of Kilayim. Hana'as Levisha, number one. Or the Ran in Chulin, which is quoted in other contexts too. Psikresha does not apply to Isurei Hana'a. Psikresha doesn't only applies to Melech HaShabbos and other contexts, but by Isurei Hana'a, that's the Ran, you have to think of the Svara for the Ran, but the Ran in Chulin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph, and the Daf Yarif, there is no Psikresha by Isurei Hana'a. The Ramban, the Ran, and others in Melech HaShabbos give a fundamental answer to Kilayim. Kilayim is different. The Isser Kilayim, part of the Isser of Kilayim is the Kavana for the Hana'as Levisha, according to the Manda Amr that's Matir. It's not just the act. Right? It comes up, let's say somebody's trying on a suit in a store, and you don't know, you're going to check if it's Shanis, but now you just check and see if it fits. Right? So many put it on, right, even for a second, because you don't have Kavana for the Hana'as Levisha. You're doing it to try it on. And therefore, that's part of the definition of the Isser, and therefore it would be Mutter. That's what the Ramban and the Ran say. Okay, a couple of suggestions regarding that. We continue now. Again, this daf, as many of these last dafim in Baba Kama, are all jam-packed. Baba Kama doesn't go down at the end, right? To go, end off quietly. No, we end off as the whole Masechta has been. V'ika demasi laha. So some see Shmuel's din, not on our Mishnah, not on the Mishnah in Kilayim, but on the following discussion from Nedarim. Nozrin laharogin v'lacharamin v'lamuchsin. Let's say there is a anos, a strong man that comes to my field and say, hey, give me some of those fruit. And I say, no, it's truma. They'll steal, but they won't eat truma. So Nozrin, I could even make a neder. I could lie and make a neder and say that it is truma. She shall truma. She shall beis hamelech. It belongs to the government. Avav shena shall truma. Avav shena shall melech. I'm allowed to do that. So they ask the Gemara again, Vala Mochsin, Vyarmeshwal Dina Bachusadina. Why are you allowed to lie? He's just collecting taxes. Amr Khanina Bar Papa, Amr Shmuel, Bamochish Eno Kitsva. Tviravyani Amri, Bamochis Omin Me'elav. Here we have a third answer. Ravashi Amar, Bimoches Kinaani. An idolater Moches, who is known to steal things from people. Right? This does not mean a regular just context of a Kanani non-Jew, but the Tanya. Yisrael, the Kanani Anos. Shabo, Ladin, a Jew is in din with a Kanani Anos. With a henchman, with a Kanani who is known to be a Ganav. And the same would apply to possibly a Jew who's known as an Anas. Im ata yachol lezakeo b'dinei Yisrael. So here, you're allowed to try to get the best of him in either way. Because you know he's going to steal your money in the future if he's a known ganav. So im ata yachol lezakeo b'dinei Yisrael zakeo. If you could win the case under Jewish law, do that. V'yomer lo kach dinenu. B'dinei kananim zakeo v'amer lo kach dinchem. And if you could win the case with their laws, so do that. V'im lav, bo'an alav, ba'akifin. And if not, you have to somehow come ba'akifin. Last line in Rashi, b'chachma. Acha potenes Yisrael. Divir Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says you can use akifin, you can use anyway, because this is something that you're going to lose your money. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein bo'an alav, ba'akifin, b'pnei kiddush Hashem. Even if per se, you think you're going to lose the money, but you're not allowed to do that. Because of the potential chil Hashem that is involved. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is a very, very famous Me'iri that is on this Gemara. It's on 10 different Gemaras, but it's also on this Gemara. It's even quoted on the page, right on the side here, on the Shilim Kubetzes. Quotes there on the bottom left, quotes the Me'iri. How many Shilim Kubetzes there are quoted on the Daf? But here it is. The sheet of the name of the Me'iri says, this halacha, obviously, about trying to trick someone who is a ganav, only applies to people who are idolaters, who do not believe in any law. They're lawless people who don't have any ethics, don't have any rules. But of course, says the Me'iri, almost all nations, Bizman Hazeh, where they are governed by rule of law, of course, this doesn't apply. The Me'iri says this by many of the halachas that apply in terms of non-Jewish nations. Says the Me'iri right here, I'll read it from the Me'iri. That's what he always says. Right? They don't have normal laws. It's not, it's a court case and you really owe the money. So it's not stealing from him. Velo chil Hashem, and there's no per se chil Hashem because you're going to win the case, says Rabbi Yishmael, ein makpidin al kach. So then we are not makpid about it. But mikol makom, ba'osa makadurim bedarki adatot, lo no markein, ela imbo lefaneinu ladin, ein ma'avir lahem esader kemelo machat, ela yikov adin esahor. No, you have a regular court, they come to you, you have the regular court case. Right, no funny business, says the Me'iri. You never have to just give somebody the money, but this is saying where you go out of your way to try to win the case in any way possible, so that is specifically for a lawless people who don't follow the law of the land, in any don't have laws and don't have ethics. So that's what is being discussed. Again, there's a lot here related to Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. I'll just read one thing from Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in the end of Parshas Bahar, where he talks about Bechishavim Konehu. Actually, you know what? Let's wait with this because it's based on the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. So we'll wait with Rabbeinu Bachai. Hashem will read it Hashem soon. But let's continue for a second. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Akiva, third to last line. Taima Deika Kiddush Hashem. The reason that Rabbi Akiva says he's not allowed to do this. It's only because of Kiddush Hashem. Holeka Kiddush Hashem ba'in. But if there's no issue of Kiddush Achel Hashem, then you would be allowed to. V'gezel kanani mishari. Are you allowed to steal from an idolater or even from a non-Jew? You're not. V'atanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Right, this is not like we spoke about a couple of days ago, ribbis. Ribbis you're allowed to take from a non-Jew. Because that's normal business practice. That's accepted business practice. Right, that's not stealing. Stealing is asur. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Davar Zed Darash Rabbi Akiva. Kishaba mi Zafirin, when he came from Zafirin, mi Nain, Legez Lakanani Shu Asr. How do we know that it's asur to steal from a Jew or non-Jew? Tamalomar, Achare Nimkar, Guleti Yelo. If a Jew gets sold as an Eved to a non-Jew, so you have to try to redeem him. What does redeem him mean? Pay for it. Shaloyim Shechen Aviyeti. You can't just take the Eved and go and steal it. No, you have to pay for it. And this applies even to Ode Avodah Zarah, the Shin Mikubetza says. Yachol Yiglom Alav. What does that mean? What's the Havamina here? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Yogol Yigal, and Rashi says, you might think you just have to throw him all the money in the world to get it back? No, you don't have to just get ripped off totally. That's the Havamina. Or Tosis says, Yachol Yiglam Alav, you might think that you might be able to trick him a little bit, right? Not just you have to pay him, but maybe you could trick him a little bit. Either way, both of those Havaminas are rejected. Tamalomar Bechishev im Koneu Yidagdik im Koneu. You have to be exact. Kasha. So you see, Rabbi Akiva, it's not just a Kiddush Hashem issue, it's a Dini Mamanis issue. Rav Yosef lo kasha, haba kanani, haba ger toshav. Maybe there's a difference between a kanani, an idolater, and a ger toshav, a machlokas. What is a ger toshav? Different days of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Rashi all over Shas holds like the opinion of, third line here, Rashi says it too, ein oved Avodah Zarah v'ochel nevelis. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, but eats nevelis. That's what the language, what does that mean? Meaning Rashi does not quote Shev Mitzvos Benoach. He just quotes Avodah Zarah. So maybe that's the difference. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Both of those individuals are written in the context in the end of Vayikra that says not only if a Jew is sold to you, but to a ger, shneimar lager, below the ger, tzedek el lager toshav, shneimar lager toshav. Right, Rashi there quotes this Gemara. Mishpachas ger zeha ovid kochavim. Kshu omer ola eker zeha nimkar le'avodas kochavim. Question mark. So you see the context of a Jew being sold to a non-Jew, to a ger toshav. It's all there. Even to avodas zara, you have to work it out exactly. So el amar rabba lo kasha. Maybe this is the chilek. Kan b'gzelo, kan b'hafkas halva'aso. Stealing, you're never allowed to do to anybody. Not repaying a loan. So maybe that's what is allowed, and it's only also because of Kiddush Hashem. Amale Abaya, says Abaya, Eved Ivri, Hafkos Havasahu. That also doesn't work. Because the context that we're talking about, buying back an Eved Ivri, that's like repaying a loan. That's not stealing his money, going in and taking something. The Eved Ivri owes money, owes Avoda to his owner. So it's clear from there also that Afkas Halva is that every is like repaying a loan. Answer, Rava Latimei, maybe Rava would argue on that. Because Rava holds, Dama Rava, we have this in Kiddushin, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. And Eved Ivri is nikne to the Bailim, and therefore it's not just Hafkas Milve. What's the context over there of buying him back? That's real stealing. That's why that will be usher according to Rava. But of course, Milveh would not be usher, and Eved Ivri is Gufokani, and that's why that's not just called a Hafkaz Milveh. What does it that mean, Eved Ivri Gufokani? What does that mean? So the Ravid here says it doesn't really mean that when it comes to the non-Jewish owner. You can't have Gufokani. This means it's a very strong Kenyan. It doesn't mean literally Gufokani, which the Ramban calls in Kiddushin a Kenyan Isser. A Kenyan in the status of the person. Says the Ravid right here, it really doesn't mean that. Rava doesn't mean that. Eved Ivri Gufokani means, Dai Gufokani Tagamar Hacha Yadav Knuyos Lo Goy Lamaasein. It means he has to work for him. Elashibud Mamish Islay Alei. That's what it means. But if you remember, some of the Rishonim we had in Kiddushin said it's literal. The question is, would it be literal even to a non-Jewish owner? A Jewish owner, Eved Ivri Gufokani. Right, the two different levels of Kenyan. Kenyan, right, so that's why an Eved Ivri might be able to marry a Shivcha Kananis, right, the Dinda Araisa. But, Rava, right, the Ravid here interprets Rava as not being so extreme. But either way, the Maskana at this point is that Rava holds Hafkas Hava also as Mutter, but that's not what other Tanam hold, as we're about to see here. Amar of Bibi, Bar Gidal, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Gezal Kanani, Asur, Avidasu Muteris. Not allowed to steal from a Canaanite, but one doesn't have to go out of his way to return the lost item. Gzelo aser to Amrav Huna Minal, Gezal Kanani Shu aser Shenemar. V'yachal tes kol ha'amim asher Hashem lokecha nosein lach. You shall go in and eat from the nations, bizmachi misurim biyadcha, as they are given over to you, meaning bishas milchama. That's when you're allowed to take spoils. V'lo bizmachi misurim biyadcha. And not at a time when you're not taking them into your hands. I mean, that's Gazel is Aser. Avedasa Muteres. How do we know that? Damrav Chama, Barguria, Amara, Minayla, Avedasa Kanani, Shimuteres, Shene Amar. Which again, is not stealing, it just means something's on the floor, I'm not going to go return it. Shene Amar, Lachal Avedas Achicha, Liachicha, Tamachsir, Vieta Machsir, Lekanani. There's no need. Maybe that only means if you didn't pick it up. Tolomachayla Duri Basra. But maybe once you have it, you have to give it back. Even if you have it, one doesn't have to give it back. But don't stop reading yet, even though there's a two dots here. We should take out those two dots, so nobody ever stops. Tanya, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, b'makom sheishchilu Hashem, afilu avidaso aser. B'makom afchilu Hashem, which means in almost every context where there's a potential kiddush Hashem, it's aser. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Yerushalm, and let's read the Rambam first. The Rambam here says it beferish, and all the Rishonim say it beferish. Lamaisa, lamaisa, one should give back everything. Says the Rambam. Avedas agoy muteris. V'im herziru l'kadesh es Hashem. Kidei sheyifa'aru es Yisrael. V'yedu sheim ba'al le'amuna hareza meshubach. Right? If you have a chance of kiddush Hashem, you return it with your yarmulke on, for sure. Ubemakom sheishchil Hashem avedaso asura. And if it's chil Hashem, then for sure you have to give it back. And the Yerushalmi here, some are familiar with some of the stories. Yerushalmi not here, but in Bar Metzia, in Eil Metzias, Yerushalmi quotes stories of Tanoim that returned items. Remember the story of the cow which had a jewel on its neck, and it was returned by Shimon Shetach, and then the guy was so impressed that he became Jewish. I mean, it's unbelievable stories written there in the second parak of Bar Metzia related to this issue of the potential kiddush Hashem that is involved, and that's obviously what one should try to do. Amar Shmuel, second to last line, second to last skinny line, Ta'usa Muteres. The only thing Lamaskana that might be different. Now let us steal, now let us keep the Aveda. But if somebody makes a mistake, what if somebody gives me back the wrong change? Gives me back extra. So there, maybe Me'ikar Hadin, there's a little leeway, but again, Kiddush Hashem rules the day. If there's a chance for that, there's nothing better. But either way, Tos Muteres. Ki Hadash Shmuel, Zavan Mikusi, Lakna Dadava, Bimar, Deparzala, Bedal Azuzay. He bought a golden bowl, Bimar Deparzala, for Zuzay. Right, and he bought it for, as if it was a copper bowl, for Zuz. There was a mistake. Va'avle chazuzah. What exactly does that mean? Machlokas will go with one day of the Rishonim. He added in money. He added in money, because he realized that there was a mistake going on here, but he didn't want to be caught in the end and say, oh, he stole. So he added in money himself so that it wouldn't be, in the future, it wouldn't raise eyebrows that he had bought this for lesser amount. Rav Kahana Zavan Mikusi Meya Be'eshrim Chavita B'Meya. He bought 120 barrels for 100. Ve'ilei Chazuza. He also paid extra. Amalei Chazid Alaka Samichna. And he said to him, he said to the person giving the barrels, you're relying on me. I'm relying on you. As if to say, make sure you count the barrels. He's kind of trying to tip him off to do it. At the end of the day, if he doesn't, he doesn't. It's his mistake. But in these cases, the Amoraim try to tip off the other people involved to try to make sure that they realize what's going on. A little bit more. Ravina Zavin Dikla, Hu Vikusi Lasalcha. He and Akusi bought a tree to cut up and to divide all of the fruit. Amar Lashame, Ravina said to his servant, Kadam Ba'aisi Meikaro. Right, there were different clusters of fruit that were hanging, and they were all going to split the clusters. So some happened to be more full clusters than others. So he told his servant, go get me some of the ones next to the Ikar, next to the main area of the tree. Dekusi minyana yada, because Kusi just knows the minyan. We each get different numbers. So there's nothing wrong with my taking larger ones, right? We're just splitting it by the numbers. Rav Ashi havi ka'azl ba'urcha. Chaza shibsha degufna by pardesa. Vitali ba kitufe de inve. He saw gorgeous grapes hanging down in the orchard. Armala the shame, he says to his servant, Zil chazi I dekusi ninu aisi. I de yisrael ninu lo aisi le. If they belong to a kusi, bring them to me. If to a Jew, not. Really? He's going to steal? Shama hu kusi daviyasim vardisa. The kusi heard. He was sitting in the orchard. Amar le, the kusi shari. He says to Ravashi, one of the great Amoraim, what, you're allowed to steal from a kusi? Amar le, he says, no, Ravashi, you don't understand. Right, I'm the Gadol Adar, and anybody I want to buy stuff from, they would just give it to me. They wouldn't let me pay them. So I don't want that. But I figure you'd make me pay you. Kusi shakal dami, Yisrael lo shakal dami. That's why I'll take it from you, and therefore that's what he paid him. Okay, maybe we'll have to stop here by Gufa. Again, all of these are jam-packed. We'll have to continue by the Shem on the next daf as we continue with Rabbeinu Bachai says here on the Chishavim Konehu, so he just says, just to read the Lashon, yeah, it's a very strong Lashon, he says here, Tamadavar, he says, why is it, he quotes the Tosefta, that stealing from a Goy is even worse than stealing from a Yisrael. Because the Tosefta says, "Hagozel asa'akum chayev lahachzir." Chomer gezel akim gezel Yisrael mibnei chil Hashem. When somebody steals from a Jew, so the Jew that's stolen from doesn't think that the whole Jewish religion doesn't make sense. But he says, "Gozel asa'akum." You know what he says when a Jew steals? He says, "Oh, the Jews are terrible. God doesn't have a nation. He's no Saint Dofi be'emunas Yisrael b'toras Moshe v'chil es Hashem." So he says even worse. We have to be even more careful when we deal with non-Jewish clients than with Jewish clients. That's an important Rabbeinu Bachai, Perachavav, Pasik Nun in Parshas Bahar. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Shir will be Yav Hashem tonight.